Okay, so I was born in big city Detroit, right? And I was happy there. But then my parents decided that we had to leave. And we moved to a little place out in the country. There were trees and birds and frogs and fish and rabbits and critters running all over the place. All these animals, even from day one, they terrified me. One day, we were getting ready to go to church, and I looked out of the window down the hill to the neighbor's house. The house, it looked like it was moving, shimmering. What? I got right up on the window. With my sharp little kid eyes, I saw that the house, it wasn't moving. No. There was something on the house. Something alive. Some sort of insect swarm surrounded the house like an angry fist.
Mama!
My mother came quick. I pointed down the hill, and when she said,
"Lord have mercy,"
I knew it was serious. I kind of whispered, "Oh no." And it was like the swarm heard me. It released the house and dived into the air like little fingers of dark smoke. We watched as a black line extended from the neighbor's house outward. I could see the enemy clearly now. Bees. Hundreds of thousands, black and yellow, flying. The swarm sensed its prey, calibrated its direction, and flew directly toward our little cottage. The menace was coming for us. We ran around the house, shutting all the windows and doors and openings. And then they arrived. Sheets of bees clung to the window, plunging the house into almost darkness. Bees on top of buzzing layer of bees on top of bees. We tried, but there was no keeping them out of the house. Somehow they pressed through sealed windows, through the chimney. Maybe they tunneled up through the ground. I don't know, but the swarm outside the house became the swarm inside the house. And we fled. My brother, my mother, my father, and me to the bathroom, all of us stuffing wadded pieces of toilet paper underneath the door to keep the creatures out. And I was yelling, and my brother was yelling, "What the hell, what 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 the hell?" And we were not allowed to say hell, but what the hell was going on? And my father, right, he got into quarterback mode, and he started laying out the plan. "I don't see any other way. I don't, boys. I'm gonna need you to be men right now. Cause we are gonna have to run for it."
Run for it?
"That's right. When I open this door..."
"Open the door?"
"When I open this door, I want you to run straight for the car. For any reason, you cannot stop. Run straight for the car. Do you understand me?" We could hear the swarm outside growing louder. "Do you understand me?" "All right, Pops. We understand." "One, two, three!" Like a shot, we ran out of the bathroom, through the swarm, waving hands like lunatics past the front door to the car. The car blanketed in bees. We opened the car door, heard my father rev the engine, and gunned the car down the driveway, all of us screaming all the while. I went to church that day, without any shoes and without my clip-on tie. And later, when we snuck back toward our house, it was deserted, with just a few bees bumping drunkenly against the walls. I looked my parents in the eye, and I spoke very plainly. "Mom, Dad, we gotta move back to Detroit." Today, on Snap Judgment, from PRX and NPR, we proudly present The Great Outdoors.
Great Outdoors.
Amazing stories from Mother Nature. My name is Glenn Washington. Welcome, because this is Snap Judgment.